Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Joining me right now, former State Senator Keith Perry. Good morning, Keith. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. What is the latest going on with the battle for GRU? We know the city, the city commissioners and whatever, they really want to get control back over GRU, but they've done an awful job through the year. So why would anybody support that?
Yeah, and I know this is not what's making it you smile episode, thinking about the city commissioners taking back and over and becoming the board of directors of GRU. So what they did is, you know, we passed a law, Representative Clemens and myself, governor signed it into law. The city, which we had a lawsuit against them, found a judge that ruled that they can go forward with this referendum vote, which is kind of crazy to think about, that a city can vote to override a legislative act and a governor signing that. But anyway, regardless of that, that's where we are right now. And so vote by mail has already started. And you ask why someone would support it. They would simply support it because they don't understand what the city commission has done in the past and what they will continue to do. So that's a slush fund. Not only do they waste just, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars on the biomass plant, but they've also done things with the feed in solar and some of the other stuff. But the other biggest thing is they take a ton of money out of GRU and use it for their slush fund to do all kinds of crazy, liberal things that the city of Gainesville commissioners do. So it's not a responsible thing that they've done. And this is not about, as a matter of fact, this is years ago when I met with the University of Florida about partnering up with GRU. They don't buy their power from GRU, and I can tell you the attitude of the University of Florida is they're not going to ever enter into a 20-year contract when the board of directors are the Gainesville City Commissioners.
Yeah, and I can fully understand that because, you know, they're looking at things with a sense of fiscal responsibility, the folks from the university are. So, yeah, they're going to give their business to a lower bidder, and they have. And, yeah, for the folks that, you know, don't know the history, I mean, yeah, this biomass plant has cost so much money. And everything is being used, really utilized effectively now. I think they're back on the right track. Would you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. I mean, the city of Gainesville was putting GRU into bankruptcy. They still have a long, long way to go to be out of debt. That could be 20 years from now that you and I and everybody else will be paying for the poor decisions that the city commission made. But they're on the right track, and they're moving in that direction. They've cut the transfer fund from 30 or whatever million dollars down. I think it's 6 million or something. There's people who are more knowledgeable about some of this stuff. But this is the issue. We're moving in the right direction. Vote by mail, which I don't know how much the city costs in the supervisor elections to have one issue on the ballot, but that's it. It's a single issue. It's and the way it's worded it's worded for people in the city of Gainesville. You know, it talks about taking, you know, the governor appointed versus the elected officials. So they've worded it in a way that it looks like we need, you know, to retain this power. But the bottom line is, bad deal for you and I. Even if you don't live inside the city, we are paying a ton more for where you shop and where you go to your offices and so forth on GRU. So even if you don't live in GRU area. But let me ask tell you one other point, and that is a tagline. And I asked Mayor Poe about this. The tagline at GRU is owned by the people we serve. The problem is you can't vote for the board unless you live in the city limits, even though GRU represents about 35% of their customers live outside of the city of Gainesville. So it's not fair and it's not representation. But this is what you have to do. This is what every single listener needs to do today. They need to call. If they live in the city, they need to vote no. If they don't live in the city, they ought to write 10 names down of people they know. This is not hard if we all work together. If everybody doesn't do this, complaining and stuff, don't come complaining to me if you don't take any effort. Call 10 people, tell them today if they live in the city, and they can call 10 people. And if we can get a grassroots campaign, which, believe me, and by the way, our county commissioners are complicit in helping this too, by the way. We don't have any county commissioners on our side on this, but get out, have them vote now. I can see the University of Florida from my backyard, but I can't vote because I live in the county. But I was at my mom's house last night. Her mail-in ballot helped her. It's pretty easy to fill out. One vote, no. Send it in, call people, let's get this done.
I don't see how this can pass legal muster for the exact reason that you noted, Keith. If 35% of their business partners or whatever, the ratepayers, live outside the city limits, you've great lefty term they love to use, disenfranchised. You know, a third of the people who should have a voice are being completely shut out from the whole process. I don't see how legally that could stand up.
Well, and it shouldn't, but all you need is one judge. And by the way, I'm going to get back on your show later. We're going to talk about what I'm doing on a local level. These are expensive. The lawsuits are expensive. The campaigns are expensive. I've invested a lot. I've got a group of people who have invested, but it also takes a lot of money. And we can work on these judges' races. People don't know who to vote for in a judge race, and this is critical. Think about this. We, Representative Clemens, I pass a bill, state law, governor signs it, we find a judge who rules the city, can have a referendum and exclude, like you're saying, 35% of the people, and they can have a referendum to override a state law. Nonsense, but these are expensive to go through the court. It's expensive to appeal it. I'm in an appeal process right now with single member districts. You know, we've invested over $300,000 in that. And so we need people who are going to be active, and we need people who are going to step up financially and help these things out. Otherwise, you know, like I say, we don't have any choice.
Yeah, and the county commission being complicit in this, this is where the county should stand up for their constituents that are in the county but outside the city limits, should be standing up and representing them. And if they're not doing that, that's wrong. You need to get rid of those people, too.
Well, and that's why the single-member district thing is, and by the way, you know, we've gone through trial court here. We won that trial court. The county put $150,000, hired one of the most expensive attorneys. We hired an appellate court in Tallahassee that did most of the work, and then we hired Jeff Childers to go back through the oral arguments of that, and we're waiting the decision. But why would a commissioner who represents Newberry and La Crosse or Williston, or I'm not Williston, Waldo or Hawthorne, when their base of their votes is downtown Gainesville, they're not beholden to anybody but downtown Gainesville group. And that's why the single member districts is almost as important or more important than the GRU bill. But they're all important, and we all got to get together and work. Yelling at the TV set, yelling at the radio doesn't count as working.
Well, same with getting your bill and be outraged by what your bill looks like. And think about how much worse it would be if they didn't have the leadership that they have from that outside board that's watching over things. Your bill would be even much higher than it is right now. So, yeah, people need to act. And we appreciate the call in and the information, and keep us in touch with all the other local things you're working on. Keith, we appreciate it.
You bet. All right. Thanks, guys.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.